Hello everybody, Carl here, the director, producer, writer, and whatever else title I want to put in the credits for myself of this series, X-Men, the audio drama, and a couple of other series we've done. I just wanted to record this simply because, since we've come back, we haven't had any real update for the podcast users. I did put stuff up on Twitter, I put stuff up on Facebook, and I obviously released a return announcement video right before the new episode started going up on YouTube. But for the podcast listeners, for those who were not subscribed to anything except for the old feed that became the new feed and was reinstated and all that kind of stuff, episodes just started popping again, and a lot of people may not know why or how or what the hell happened. So this is me kind of getting together with everybody, letting you know what's going on with the series, what the plans are for it, and just having kind of a chat about it and how we got to where we're at. So I guess a good place to start would be right back, almost 4 years ago, come this December now. It was 3 years ago by the time that I started things up again. But, well, this series went away. And when I go to occasionally vanity search my series to find, you know, what the top results are up on Google and things like that, see if it's easy for people to find it, the one of the autocorrect things is what happened to X-Men the audio drama. So that gives me a good feeling that people have been putting that into Google. So I'll let you know what happened. Basically, I went from being a part-time person who had just come out of university to being a full-time worker at my retail job, which was my full-time how I pay the bills job. And that became a priority in life. And that, in a combination of me kind of falling out of love with X-Men, not, you know, out of love, that's the wrong, I didn't, you know, start disliking it or anything, but I just didn't have the passion for it that I did. And since that was our only ongoing series at the time, and since I didn't have any time to dedicate to anything new, it just kind of dropped off. I had most everybody's everything. In fact, I had everybody's everything for episode 10, which was the one that went up at the end of last year, start of this year, Wanted Weapon X. But I just kept putting it off. And then I changed computers a couple of times. And then every time I would think, oh, let's get back to doing it. Let's just finish it for the fans or whatever. I realized that that computer is probably long gone and I was an idiot and I didn't back anything up. So, fast forward to the end of last year, around sort of September, October time, I was like, put the feelers out there, put a thing up on the Facebook group, which is a good way, by the way, other than Twitter. It is a good way to keep up to date with what's going on, is the Facebook group Scyther Audio Dramas. There's a page, and there is also a group, which all the actors and that are members of, are all the various shows, and it's just a place where I put things up and let people know what's going on, really. So I put up a post saying, would people be interested if I came back with a series that wasn't X-Men? And the reason I did that is because I didn't know whether I still had the passion for X-Men to do it. I didn't want to do it half-assed. I didn't want to do it just for the sake of doing it. And most definitely it was down to the fact of I was embarrassed to go back to the actors that I'd left high and dry more than any of you guys. They sent me stuff for episodes in advance. I left them high and dry. I didn't want to go back to those guys and say, oh, would you be interested in finishing off and coming back after I left you high and dry 3 years ago? And I really didn't want to do that. And I wanted to put feelers out there and, you know, saw people would feel about it, whether people would just tell me to bugger off when I decided to come back. But the response was fantastic. Everybody was awesome. And I was like, okay, I'll do something different. I was interested in Power Rangers at the time because, I don't know, I just have cycles of getting interested into things. And I was like, you know what? A 2017 movie was not Japanese enough. I feel like you can do a modern superhero PG-13 version of Power Rangers that is still faithful to the original Japanese aesthetic, the Sentai. You can bring in more of the elements of Sentai and make a really good version of that show. That's more in line with what Marvel and DC are doing, and but yet still play on the nostalgia and keep true to the visual iconography and the iconography of the sayings and things like that. So that was my goal with that, is I wanted to do something different. Because one thing I didn't really speak about, and something that I've had to tackle since I came back, is when you get to this era of X-Men, you're basically just transcribing, because the Claremont stuff was so good. I don't need to do what I did with Stanley and Jack Kirby. I don't need to update it as much. I change a few things, I tweak a few things, but mostly I keep to the original source material. And I wanted to do something different where it was back to the challenge that I was doing when I did X-Men Season 1, of taking stuff that, you know, I liked the idea of, I liked the lore, I liked the story, I didn't like the execution, and it was about redoing that execution. People who are just fans of X-Men won't be a huge fan of that, of me starting a new show when I'm leaving one, you know, half completed. But it's something that has my passion on fire. I want to do it, and I feel like it'll get me going on this series again. So that's what I did. I brought that back. I got a load of new great actors. I brought some old guys back. And it was a success and people liked it. But there was always, you know, over the last 4 years, all I've got was, when's X-Men coming back? I love X-Men, 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 X-Men. And that itch finally got done with me, where I was like, you know what? I'm doing this now. I have everybody's stuff for episode 10 stored for the most part. There's a couple I had to hunt down because people sent me them on ways that weren't infinitely stored. But I got those. The guys were awesome. And I finished Wanted Weapon X. And I said, if this is successful, you might convince me to come back and finish Dark Phoenix. And the numbers were absolutely stunning. I have never had a really successful podcast like Beyond the Mat at its height. It was doing 1,000 downloads a month. That was my, like, oh my god, more people are listening to me. And my most popular thing on YouTube was like a Hitler parody video. You know, I'd never really had a huge success, but that built-in audience that had built since I'd been off the air came back in droves. And the numbers, you know, I'm not going to be braggadocious by getting into them, but they've absolutely staggered me by how many people are listening on the podcast feed, and that's not even counting the YouTube numbers. I was like, okay, this is clearly something that people want. And the actors, obviously, I don't know how much time they have to dedicate to an ongoing series. I don't know if I have the passion to continue X-Men, you know, especially once we get to like the mid-80s when it gets very complicated and there's loads of different teams and books and, you know, how do you read all that and pare all that down to be something adaptable? I was like, okay, I know what I can do. I can finish what I promised to finish, because that is my goal. Six episodes, the originally planned six episodes to finish the Dark Phoenix saga, and we'll do it as a mini-series. It's been long enough. It'll be a new series on its own. Once we up next with the final one of season 10, we'll finish that, and then we'll come back, new Dark Phoenix saga, we'll finish it up. And when every single cast member was on board, and of course Sam was already working with me on Power Rangers, and I moved him over to X-Men with the idea of maybe we could have him do both, but obviously he's a very busy fellow doing audiobooks, and I was like, well, okay, there's going to be a sacrifice here to keep things on schedule to where I can get roughly one a month out for both shows. I can't have Sam on both. So my thought was, this is our flagship show, and I feel like he's best served for continuity reasons staying on this show. So I have started to recruit different narrators and maybe a rotating group. Maybe we'll have found a permanent one for the next few episodes until Dark Phoenix is finished up. After that, he might go back to Power Rangers. We'll see how we go. What happens with him in terms of his waiting schedule, what happens with me, and whether we want to continue on as we were before. But for now, I want to keep him on X-Men, so that's what I'm doing for the sakes of finishing up what we started, as we were. You know, Declan's on board, even though he's not able to compose a new original score every episode, because he can't turn out a film quality score of 20 minutes every 2 weeks. But, you know, he's still providing the music that I use as the basis for the score. He's made a new opening theme. He's done a new theme for all the new characters like Kitty. More on that in a second. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to finally finish what we started. And I've got to say at this point, I could not do this without those guys. Like, I write the thing, I put it together, but without those incredible voice actors, we are nothing. And I've heard other shows that are just like audiobooks where one person does all the voices and stuff. And that's what this would be if it wasn't for how awesome those guys are. And they do it for absolutely nothing. I do it for absolutely nothing. We do it for the passion of doing this project and enjoy working on this stuff. And, you know, Omri and Natalie, the two main characters of especially the Dark Phoenix saga and definitely the show, they are working voice actors, and the majority of the cast are fully professional working voice actors, and they put their time aside to do this for free for this production. So if you ever get a chance to reach out to those guys and thank them for what they do, please do. You can find them all on Twitter and Facebook and things like that. Nevertheless, yeah, what's the plan going forward? For now, finishing Dark Phoenix Saga. We're going to finish that up. Episode 2 is pretty damn much done. I have a couple of parts of little background parts and side characters that need a, you know, two lines filling in. But other than that, the finishing version is done with music and everything. I will put those extra parts in that I've used temporary bits for, mostly in my voice for now. I'll plug those in, get the credits done, get the video version done, get them out, and it'll be with you by the end of this week. And that'll be episode 2, A Girl Called Kitty, which will be the first episode of Kitty Pryde, and then following that will be Dazzler. The episode after that will be Hellfire, which will be the, you know, the Hellfire Club stuff coming to a thing. And then, of course, the last couple of episodes will be the wrap-up of the Dark Phoenix Saga itself. And I feel like the wrap-up of the series, because whether we come back with things going forward, it will be different. Whether it will be a full 10 episodes, whether it will be a one-off sort of, because once we get past this stage is where the graphic novels start coming in. And that's a thought I've had for the future, is we could continue it by doing the next two big story arcs, which would be Days of Future Past and God of Love, Man Kills, as like hour-long feature-length episodes. And that would certainly be something as a way to go in the future. But for now, all I'm promising is Dark Phoenix, because that is what me and the cast have committed to doing. So we're going to finish that up and then see where it goes from there, really. And I feel like it's a nice jumping off point. We probably will do some other stuff in the future, but if we never do, it's a nice finale, because it's really the end of Jean Grey's story. I know she comes back in the future and then dies again, and whether I will ever, probably never get to that point where she comes back and all that kind of stuff. Whether I'd even want to do that, whether I'd change that to make it so that she doesn't come back, because certainly my version of the story of how she became Phoenix doesn't really open itself up to the whole cocoon at the bottom of the sea thing, for those who know what I'm talking about. But nevertheless, I don't know if we'll ever get to that point where we're doing, you know, late 80s, 90s, 2000s stuff. So really, it's the end of her story. Cyclops was out of the X-Men books for a good 10 years after this. You know, obviously he popped in for the big events like God Loves, Man Kills and the big event comics, and later would make a new team with X-Factor. But really, those are the two characters we've followed since the start. Those are the two characters we started with. Those are the two characters that would be a great finale, ending point for the series, if this is it for X-Men the audio drama. And in the original story, it feels like a finale for Jean Grey in that sense, because they bring the old team back as well as the new team. There is one admission, which is Iceman. Now, if I can write in, if I can find a way for it to work, and if I can get in touch with Joe Sabirik, who played Iceman, or even if a recast or whatever has to happen, it makes sense, I will try and get Iceman in there, because I feel like it would be a great finale for the show, for the series, for everything, to have all of the main X-Men that have been in all of the episodes from the start coming for this finale for Jean Grey's character, for Cyclops' character, and really finishing things off. And it's a nice jumping off point if we never do anything again. But, as I said, I'm considering God Loves, Man Killed and Days of Future Past as feature-length episodes after that, but it will be sort of sparse every few months sort of things, and it all depends on what I want to do, what the actors can commit to do, and what we really want to do going forward, because as I say, Power Rangers is going well right now. It's not got to the level of success that this series has, and I don't know if the audience really exists to make it as successful, but I feel like I owe it to those cast members and that fans to fully commit to that at some point and make that the flagship show after this is all said and done. But as I said, never say never. I said never, and we're back. So, for this series, so definitely there are ideas of where we could go in the future. Hell, I wouldn't be opposed to doing a new series where we bring in Rogue and things like that. Afterwards, it would probably just be more sparse and with a different cast, which is what X-Men's about, really. And really, the cast does change after this series, and we'd have to see what everybody's on board for. But nevertheless, I just wanted to let you guys know where things are at. Now, how can you support the show? What you could do is you could leave us a rating on the iTunes store. Now, the old feed, the Rivalcast feed, I'm having trouble updating that, which is why I re-promoted this feed, the old Podomatic feed that the show started on, back to being the main feed for the show that I'm updating the podcast stuff to. And that's the one that's our priority right now. If I can update the Rivalcast feed, I will do as well. But that's not the one that's on all the podcast catchers, iTunes, Stitcher, all that kind of stuff. But one of the casualties of doing that is that this feed got a lot of one-star reviews from people who couldn't listen to it because I wasn't paying for the premium membership for premium bandwidth. Now, I can say that since we've come back, it's been so successful that I've had to upgrade twice to almost the top tier on Podomatic and paying a lot of money for it, for like Platinum, or I believe it's the next level above Platinum, whatever it is, that I'm paying for on Podomatic to make sure that you guys have enough bandwidth to listen to it. And if you guys could please give us a 5-star review, or if you don't think we're 5-star or 4-star, whatever, review on iTunes so we can bring those numbers back up and undo the casualties. We could do with a couple of word reviews in there if you could. Again, just to bury the ones that are from the days when I wasn't paying for the bandwidth. That would be great. You can find me on Twitter at @CytherPodcast. You can find CytherPodcast audio dramas on Facebook, which is a good place to get updates from me along with Twitter about what's going on with all the series and all that kind of stuff, and just to check in with all the actors and everybody and what everybody's doing. With that, I will go ahead and sign out. I know this has been a bit rambly. Apologise if you can't understand what the hell I'm saying. I just wanted to put this up to let you guys know Dark Phoenix will be finished, then we'll see, and I hope you enjoy what is to come. Episode 2, A Girl Called Kitty, will be out with you within the next day or two. And with that, Carl, signing off.